everyone. We're Kid Gulliver. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Kid Gulliver, live at WMFO Medford. This is On the Town with Mikey D. I'll be here with you for almost another hour of local music. Thank you, Kid Gulliver. We're going to be chatting with them in just a little bit. But first, I believe there's some more important information that my friend Suze wants you to know.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thanks, Suze.
I wish everyone could see the picture on this page of the dude falling off the ladder, but up in the air.
Yeah.
So it's kind of amazing.
It is. It's amazing. You can picture it in your mind. It's like reading a book. You can tell the story in your mind. You can go to other places and travel around the world and the universe and beyond. But this right here is, I believe, a song about Boston. It's called Cool Town, and it's by Mean Creek. And it's right here for you on the Town of Mikey D. Well, it's a real cool town, wish I could move today. Yeah, yeah. Real cool town, wish I could move today. Yeah, yeah. It's got a pretty, pretty girl, big bright song, free of memories and things I've done. It's a real cool town, wish I could move today. Start a brand new life out in California. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Brand new life out in California. Just there. That was Cool Town, and it was a cool town. It is a cool town. It's right here on the town with Mikey D. And it's not just me, Pam, and my friend Suze, who gave you the concert report. I also have Kid Gulliver right here.
Hi.
Hi.
So good. I love it. Thank you so much for coming in and performing for us. That was fantastic.
Thank you for having us.
Would you mind terribly, I know some of you are more shy than others, but would you mind terribly just going around and introducing yourself, what your role is within the band, and if you have any other projects beyond this project, if you would share? And as far as role within the band, some people take that as a serious question and tell me what instrument they play. Some people take that as a silly question. And seeing as it's National Siblings Day, and there are some ways in which bands are a band of siblings, or, you know, a marriage between four people or 10 people or however, you can take that however you like. So wherever you want to start.
Okay, I'm David. I am the guitar player. I write most of the music. That's the serious stuff. When we're in practice, I'm usually the punching bag.
Very true. And he doesn't write most of the music. He writes all of the music. The songs are all his. I'm Simone. I'm the Mariah of this group. I just sing. That's it.
I'm Eric. I'm on bass. I've been with everybody here probably about 5 years.
Give or take,
and it seems to fly by, and it's always a good time. Glad to be here tonight.
Glad to have you.
And I'm Grace. I'm the drummer, and I'm the newbie of the band, I think.
Welcome, Grace. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. We sort of jokingly, there was some conversation about embarrassing childhood stories.
Uh-oh. Which one you want to hear?
No. We might be here for a while if we start talking about David's family. But just to preserve our image as very cool people, we're not going to go into that.
I love it. So tell me about your upcoming shows. Tell me about where people can get a hold of your music.
So our music is available pretty much everywhere. Bandcamp.
Spotify.
iTunes. Amazon. iTunes.
YouTube.
All of them. On our website as well, I think. And we are doing about a show a month. We're taking the month of August off to do new songs, get some new music going, and probably take a much-needed vacation. I myself am going to a genealogy conference. Ooh. So I don't know what the rest of you are doing, but that's what I'm doing. And so we're playing at the Plow and Stars in May with Field Day.
Nice.
And we're playing in June at Sally O'Brien's with the Rationales and Stars Like Ours.
Nice.
And we're playing in July at Once Ballroom with Smitty and Tiger Bomb and Watts, and are off until, at this point, October, but we don't need to go that far.
Oh,
so
wow.
So it's like a little mini summer vacation.
Yes, exactly. Now, we have some absolutely fabulous shows coming up, really excited, and also a chance for us to play clubs that we haven't played before. So we've never played the Plow and Stars before, and we have not played Once Ballroom before. We did play upstairs at Once, but the ballroom is a whole other ball game, so we're really looking forward to that.
That's fantastic. How cool.
We've played a couple places we haven't played before in the last few months. Had a really good couple months.
Yeah, we're venturing out of our comfort zone, I guess, and or maybe we're just nicer and people are giving us shows now. I don't know. I cut down on my caffeine, so that might have something to do with it.
And I'm not booking.
And you're not booking anymore, so I know that has something to do with it. Absolutely. We're really playing some fun shows and making a lot of really great friends. And it's kind of a... It's a great time to be in Kid Gulliver.
How cool. Now, for people who want to make sure that they're staying in contact with you, make sure that they know what you're up to, say, between July and October, or come fall, want to make sure they can track you down. Just to confirm for folks, it's Kid Gulliver, like Gulliver's Travels. Like,
right.
Mm-hmm.
And the best place to find information about upcoming shows and music and so on, would that be your Facebook page?
Probably the Facebook page. But our website, kidgulliver.com, is really up to date as well. We are super quick. I am super quick responding to messages because I can't leave messages unanswered. So, you know, should you need to get in touch with us, you know, setting up a tour with us or whatnot, we'll be available. They have Wi-Fi at the genealogy conference, so I am available for that.
And we finally got on the Instagram world probably about 6 months ago.
Yes, so the Instagrams.
We love posting the stories, the flyers, so that's you can always find the next upcoming thing by going there. And we'd love some more followers, so please go to our Instagram page.
Yes.
Insta, definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. Thank you. Shall I play another song? And then are you all available to stick around a little bit longer and chat a little bit more?
Absolutely. Sure.
All right, I know it's kind of a big ask on a school night, but I'm delighted to have you here. Kid Gulliver, hanging out with us a little bit longer, just in case you missed their set. They just played live from Studio D. You can actually hear that on the archived podcast that'll be thrown up on the WMFO website later this evening, and then we'll be sharing that on our Facebook pages tomorrow morning, and we'll share that obviously with Kid Gulliver so they can share it with you as well for all of you excited new followers. Right up here, gonna play a song called Take Me Home, Guess So, from Tiger Man Woe. All of the O's, none of the no-nos.
Shh. there's a place called Okefenokee, where the alligators rule the whole swamp. You go to a certain part about 45 miles down exit 34, Route 12, you'll find a place that only the kids know about. Well, they'll ride on alligators like they was bulls. And alligators don't mind at all. It's like they're them birds that pick shit out their teeth. And I'm telling you, the whole South is like that. Well, if you get far enough into the woods.
Take me home. Country roads. No, take me home. On the Town with Mikey D. I'm here with Kid Gulliver. Thank you so much for sticking with us. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you not running off to go work on that new record that's coming.
Well, we're hoping to get into the studio by the end of the year to start something new. I spent the better part of a year, okay, let's just say a year, in the studio doing my Sugar Snow record, which is Woodface Reimagined, and you should go listen to it.
Great record.
Thank you.
It is.
Thank you. He doesn't have to say that, but he's afraid of me, so he does. So I can't quite do it yet, but probably by the end of the year, we'll be able to go into the studio and do some new stuff. And I love the studio, so it'll be great fun. And we've not been in the studio with Grace before, so that will be excellent. Most excellent.
Very cool. Very yes. cool. And are you working with the same production team that you worked with on the previous album?
Well, if he has time for us, we will. He's so busy. We worked with Brian Charles at Zippa. I have been fortunate enough to work with him on every project I've done, and I'm really, really spoiled because my first experience with a producer was such a good one. I wasn't scared or horrified to go back into the studio. So I do hope that we can find some time to get back in the studio and work with him again. I think that we all had great experiences there. We did two EPs there, and it was great fun.
Fantastic. And just for folks who are just tuning in, again, Kid Gulliver just performed live for us. We're going to throw an archive podcast up on our website so you'll be able to hear their entire set. It was a really great set. I know during the break we were just chatting about how your lineup or your set is changing quite a bit at the time. Is there going to be a shift for folks who've seen you recently who are coming to your summer shows? Or
well, we may add a few, like maybe a couple of things, and shift around the songs that we've been playing, and maybe adding some new things.
I've got 10 new ones I've been waiting to pull out.
We haven't had enough time to really exclusively work on new stuff, and that's what August is for. After my genealogy conference.
We've had some stuff we've tinkered with, I feel, over the last year or two, mm-hmm. and just have yet to really, really nail it down and yeah. put it into the set.
Well, we didn't have a drummer.
Yes, that's
for
true.
So many years, that a permanent drummer. So that has made all the difference. So now I think we all feel like, okay, we're ready to add stuff rather than hoping that somebody can learn our set really fast because we have a show coming up.
Well, and the fates have brought you Grace.
Absolutely.
Brought Grace to you. That's exciting.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. And again, just to confirm, the next couple shows that are coming up, just for folks who are tuning in and want to be able to catch you live.
May 30th at Plow and Stars with Field Day.
It's such a nice venue, nice intimate spot, and I love you guys, and I love Field Day. What a
We're
nice lineup.
Really looking forward to playing together. And June 21st at Sally O'Brien's with the Rationales and Stars Like Ours. And then in July, we're at Once Ballroom with Smitty's 26th?
Saturday the 20th?
20th? Okay, 20th. Sorry, Smitty. Smitty, and Tiger Bomb and Watts, all bands that I've been trying to get shows with. So this is like a big gimme for us. It's
That's
great.
Fantastic. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited to see you at all of those shows. And again, for folks who are wanting to track down Kid Gulliver, you can find them on Facebook, you can find them on Instagram, you can find them at their website, and that URL again is
kidgulliver.com.
Couldn't be easier.
Mm-hmm. Glad nobody else had it.
Yes. Yeah.
We snatched it up.
Yep, we sure did.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming, and I really appreciate it. I don't know if you have the time to stick around, we'd love to have you, but if not, then I really appreciate your time tonight.
Well, I think some people do have to go to work early in the morning tomorrow.
Is someone turning into a pumpkin?
Yes.
Is it happening?
Yes. Yes, as we're sitting here. So I think that the Kid Gullivan needs to load up and go home.
That's adorable, number one. And number two, I would like really you to make that a real thing.
It is a real thing. I don't have one of those decals to put on the side, like the mystery machine.
That's exactly what I was imagining.
Yeah.
Maybe with a slightly different color, like with the mascot on the side or on the back.
Yeah, I think that somebody out there can do that for me.
When you're ready to sell that, we really need to dress that thing up before you go.
Yeah, I know. I know. But, I am going to get another van. I am going to get another van. So it'll just be 2.0.
Kid Gullivan 2.0.
The Gullivan, yes.
Kid Gulliver, thank you so much for coming in today. Thank you for performing for us and sharing your musical gifts and your wit and your genealogy conference with us all.
Which is in Cleveland, by the way.
Cleveland rocks.
Well, I was born there, so yeah, it does.
Well, again, thank you. Thank you very much for coming. And you're still listening to WMFO Medford. You have been listening to Kid Gulliver. You're still stuck with me for another half hour. So I hope you're in the mood. This write-up, we're going straight from Kid Gulliver into Buffalo Tom. Thanks for listening.
I'm about to fall. standing on the edge of the world. It's alive with the sound of every heart chanting, set it all on fire, set it all on fire. We're staring down the darkest night, burning like we'll never die, like we own the night. We're seeing colors like the animals, like animals. Ladies, from the lights and the sounds, we can feel it coming now. To let our secrets fall in the undertow. The night, all the fire in our bones, watching as the sky falls. In the darkest night, watching as the sky falls. Watching as the sky falls.
She does.
Sidewalk Driver, Jenny Don't Really Like the Boys. That's off their album For All the Boys and Girls. Orchids before that, Coming Down, off their Mystic single. Sunken Armada, Mistaken Not Stirred off Unity Gain, and we started things off with Buffalo Tom, Tail Lights Fade off Let Me Come Over. I just have another 15 minutes with you, and I'm going to try to fill those 15 minutes with as many local songs as I can. So let's jump right in. This is Ruby Rose Fox. This is off her domestic album. The song is Freedom Fighter.
Call the minute you get home, my fingernails have grown. You looking for the money? I drove back with melody. We let those boys go free. We never asked for nothing. So free.
Gigolo Aunts from 1999. 20 years ago. Super ultra wicked mega love. Minor chords and major themes being that album. Gigolo Aunts. Huzzah. Band Without Hands before that. Never Leave My Mind off Apocalypse. Ruby Rose Fox, Freedom Fighter off her Domestic album. And we started things off in that set with Sidewalk Driver. Jenny don't really like the boys. I've got time for one more song, and I'm going to play it for you. You've been listening to On the Town with Mikey D. My name is Pam. On the Town with Mikey D will be back with you at 9 p.m. next Wednesday, just as we are every Wednesday night. And right up here, live from Mikey D back in 2009. That was 10 years ago. This is Varsity Drag with their song Animal, live on this very program 10 years ago. Have a good night, y'all.
My heart of skin and bone, my hand that's cradling.